This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Uh-oh, we're back again on a Hertz day on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Oh, Ike. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, Spike Lee. I'm doing pretty good, brother. I mean, it's Friday Eve. I mean, the weekend is just around the corner for us, right? Just to get us back to Monday. I'm feeling good. It's a big sports weekend in the country, if you hadn't heard about it. Jackie Baseball, still got about another week, brother. One more week and opening day. Opening day next Thursday. How about that? How about you, boy?
One more week until we work from about 2 to 3.
Oh, is that? Oh, right. It's early game.
Oh, it's a day game?
It's 4 o'clock, 4:05.
Oh, all right. We'll be down there, right?
It's no, home. It's in Washington.
Oh, it's in Washington.
Yeah, listen.
I don't mind that at all.
Oh, yeah, it don't even matter. Yeah, you just basically said we get to watch the game.
Your feet up action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all.
Happy to be here.
Do I have enough time to? Man, I can't wait till I move down here. I don't have to do the math.
Yeah.
If I get out of here right away, then okay. All right. Well, a big show for you, as always. I mean, it's always a big show. By the way, we will debut the new Eagles Insider of the Year odds for the 2026 award. Once again, congratulations, Elliott Shore Parks, for winning the inaugural award yesterday. We will see what his odds are and everyone else. That'll come up later in the show. But I actually drove home last night. It's a rare occasion, and it's nothing against our boy Jack. I just don't need any more Jack after I leave. But I listened.
Jack Fritz is an idiot.
It's the truth. I listened to Fritz at 6 last night. It was a good show. Good little hour there.
Yeah.
And
a slice enjoyable riding, though.
Yeah,
yeah, just easy listening.
Like, yeah, yeah.
B101 of sports talk radio.
Yes, that's what some people are calling it. Yeah. Except for the couple of people who were furious at you. But so Jack's topic last night, it was an interesting one. He said, do you wish the Super Bowl was closer? If you could be assured that the Eagles would win, do you wish it was closer? And it got me to thinking, because it touched on something I've been feeling, in that this Super Bowl, the good feeling about this Super Bowl is already past for me. It's completely gone. I'm just thinking about next year. And I was comparing it to the 2017 Super Bowl, and the hangover for that for me lasted, I mean, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months. It went on and on and on. That good feeling felt forever. I just kept saying to myself, I can't believe we won the Super Bowl. I can't believe we won the Super Bowl. I've been trying to figure out why I felt that way about 2017. I don't feel that way about this one. And, you know, first I thought, well, maybe it was because it was the first one. Uh-huh. You know, it was the first Super Bowl. Maybe that's why. And then Jack said that thing last night. Maybe it was because the 2017 Super Bowl was so much closer and there was so much more drama. Maybe that's why it was.
Well, that definitely plays a part in it.
Right?
I mean, right? I mean, it has to.
So, like, for me, it's almost like they say, no, I'm not a drugsman or whatever.
I don't sell drugs to children.
But what they say about, like, a hard drug sometimes is that you do it the first time, it feels amazing, and then then you spend the rest of your life chasing the high.
Chasing that high.
Chasing the high, the first one. And I feel like that's what I'm doing with the Super Bowl. I almost think we could win three straight Super Bowls, and it wouldn't be the same high as winning that first one in 2017. So for me, like the 2017 Super Bowl, I still feel closer to. I feel like it meant more to me. And the lasting effect was so much longer. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I don't know if there's a clear-cut answer for me there. I guess I'd have to sort of work my way through it. First, to Jack's topics last night about the close game versus the blowout, I totally get where it was coming from. If you're guaranteeing me that the Eagles are going to win, then of course I want a closer game. I mean, for me,
hanging on the edge of your seat, that's sports.
If you're a football fan, you like exciting games, and if we come down to the wire in a last second, whether it's field goal or touchdown, and again, we're guaranteed to win the game. Yeah, I take a close game over a blowout. But I understand those that enjoy the dominant game against Kansas City.
Man, sort of the easy, smooth.
Yeah, I totally get that. So let me get to your point now about which championship do I feel more of a connection to? Is that
the 2017 one just felt better. It lasted longer. I felt more joyous. I didn't even care whether they won a Super. You know how we always used to say, if we win one, we could lose for 10 straight years. That is how I really, really felt. But I'm already thinking about, well, what if we don't win next year? What if we don't win the year after that? I'm already on to the next one. So I guess I'm just at the 2017 just felt closer to me, felt like it meant more. I don't know what it is, but
it definitely, I could see it meaning more for sure. I'm in that category with you. If you're saying more meaningful, I'd go with 17. It's your first one,
right?
The fashion in which they won the game, how they got to the game, right? All of that.
It's like a storybook, 2017.
Yeah, I totally get that. But I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I feel more connected to this one.
Really?
Yeah. And here's why. Here's why. I felt a connection to that 2022 team that lost. All right? That was a team that I didn't expect to be as good as they were. And that was the year Jalen sort of won me over as a fan of his, right? Him, the way he played that year from beginning to the end. His year that year was like 180 degrees from what we saw this year. It was completely different than what we saw this year from him. So I became more of a fan of his that year, which means, and AJ came that year. Like, they started to look like a team that you could grow with and be excited for. And then they lost that Super Bowl in heartbreaking fashion in a game I thought they outplayed the Kansas City Chiefs. I got a chance to go experience down times with them as well.
It's like more of a journey.
Yeah. And in the end of the 2023 season, and then getting back to where they did last year, the beginning of the season, Nick Sirianni, his situation, coming out of the bye week and then going on the run that they went on. Yeah, that's sort of where I'm at. This, I feel more connected to this team because I feel like I've been on the journey longer with this team.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I hear, and you know, to a certain extent, I haven't been on the same journey everybody else has been with this team.
Right.
Just because I wasn't here.
Sure, yeah,
I was watching
it. Yes.
But I didn't get to experience it with everybody else. To me, I feel more connected to the 2017 team. 215-592-9494. Now, I must remind you, and I didn't say this at first, Jack just reminded me, it is a Tell the Truth Thursday.
Yeah.
So you have to tell the truth as to which one you feel. No one's going to doubt your credibility as an Eagles fan.
They don't need to pound your chest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
check this out.
Yeah.
When did we ever think that we have
two Super Bowls to talk
to
about?
Choose from. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
that's how good we're living right now.
Well, that hit me 2 days ago when we were talking about Brandon Graham being a two-time Super Bowl champion, and it was just with us, you know? 215-592-9494. Which Super Bowl win do you feel more connected to, 2017 or 2024? And it is a Tell the Truth Thursday. Now, Jack, you have to tell the truth. Which one? Because you had a conflict in 17 too.
Wasn't a Folesman.
Right, because you're a Wentzman.
Seems like I have an issue with most quarterbacks.
Yep.
That only win Super Bowls in this town.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think this team's much better and more sustainable. Right? I mean, like this could be a run here for a while. But it will always be 17. I didn't cry when they won this year. I mean, I cried when they won in 17. I actually would be curious.
I did too, actually.
I would be I curious. I think a lot of, if you didn't cry when they won in 17, I don't think you're a real Eagles fan. Just being completely
there
honest.
There it is. Gatekeeping there again.
Dude, there's no way.
Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't make you any less of a tough guy.
I shed tears. I didn't cry.
I welled up. I welled up in 17. Yes. I would never cry. I did cry in 11 when the Phillies lost, but I was in high school. There was no tears shed with this team. You know, yeah. It was just like,
no,
wow, they're just dominant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's hard to recreate what the 17 team did. So for me, I think it'll always be 17.
All right. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. And on Tell the Truth Thursday, we do have a next question. We want to talk to you about which Super Bowl you feel more connected to. But had he not passed away, today would have been Mr. Rogers' birthday. And Mr. Rogers had a very signature look, right? He had the sweater, the little cardigan or whatever, and the little shoes and the khakis. So for today, who has a signature look? A famous person with a signature look. Jack, do you want to start us off with something that's wrong?
Yeah, again, so I've had horrible answers for next question.
Yeah, for about a week now.
Might as well keep it rolling here. The first one that came to mind was Belichick in the hoodie.
I think that's a good one.
That's actually the best answer you've had all week.
Yeah, that's
all right.
That's actually a really good answer, Belichick.
Heating up right on time.
Yes,
yep, heating up.
That's not a horrible answer.
I liked when it was hot out and he cut the sleeves off.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When somebody has a signature look, you can just see the silhouette of it and know what it is. And Belichick with the hoodie, I mean, they call him the hoodie. So, Ike, someone with a signature look?
Wow. And I had one in that profession that I was going to go with, but Jack went with a football coach,
okay.
So I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to go with Michael Jackson.
Oh, of course, I got
with MJ with the glove, the juice in the hair, you know, the shiny outfits.
You're talking about Thriller era Michael Jackson. I actually had, do you remember the red leather jacket from Thriller with the black V on it?
Yes, sir.
I had one of those things.
Yes, sir. Believe me, I had the fake one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, mine wasn't really leather. It was plastic or whatever
it was. Yeah, I had the fake one, yes. I have. My mom's got me the fake one.
So I'm going music, too, and my signature look is none other than Flavor Flav.
I wasn't expecting you to go Flavor.
The backwards, sideways hat and the big clock.
The clock, that's all you need.
Again, you don't even need to see the face. You know whose look that is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Which Super Bowl do you feel more connected to, 2017 or 2024? Next question today, in honor of Mr. Rogers' birthday, give us somebody
who
has a signature look.
Come on, man.
What?
I'm just saying, Mr. Rogers. I can't believe I used to watch Mr. Rogers.
Yes. Signature look.
Yes. Put on those damn shoes. We called them buddies.
Buddies?
Yes. That's like the Bobo shoes.
Oh, yes. He wasn't wearing J's.
Right.
He's a Kedsman.
Yeah.
He's a Kedsman.
Yeah, right. He's a Kedsman. Yeah, for sure.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
First of all, you know, I just want to start off by thanking my fans, you know, whoever it was that gave me my vote.
You did get a vote.
You know, I appreciate
one third place
y'all.
Vote. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm about to do my, you know, I was riding for E yesterday, but I'm John Cena now. I'm going heel. Next year, you know, I don't know my odds are plus 2,200, plus 3,000, whatever. Hey. Put your best in right now because it's going to be my year. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, you're calling your shot.
I called my source yesterday. I said, hey, man, I need you to put in the double time this year.
Wow, what did Spike say?
Spike was playing my name. You know, we got part-time amnesia Ike over here. You know what I'm saying? So I had to text Jack last night because I got to start putting my stuff in writing. Because, you know, y'all talking about Beckman. I remember I was the first person to say, Josh went to the Cardinals, but that didn't give me no points. But y'all
that may have gotten you your only vote.
That might have gotten you your vote, and maybe it did get you points.
I gave you credit for that one.
That's only McManus' only thing he did. That put him at number two.
No, that's not fair.
McManus had a lot of stories.
Who was a bit? Who is a bigger free agent, Beckman or Sweat?
It's Beckman, but that's the first thing. But the second thing is that's not the only thing McManus did all year.
Listen, hey, yeah. Man, but look, so this year, I'm going to go ahead and put it out here right now. We're on the air. Look, the Philadelphia Eagles this year, look.
Yeah, it's Beckman, man. Hold on, get this right first. You called him Beckman three times, man.
My bad,
Beckman.
Hey, that's how forgettable he is, man. My bad.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't expect that out of court, honestly. Yeah.
Look, we taking an offensive tackle this year in the draft. Look, they got three tackles they really looking at. This going to be the year they want to get Lane's replacement. So I'm just saying, I'm putting that out there. Remember Elliott, you know, last year he was big on tackle. Don't let him try to come in.
D-lineman, Corey.
I said it for, okay, that's cool.
Are you saying first round?
Yeah.
I'm saying in the first round, they want to come out of there with an offensive tackle.
That's okay. All right.
Now let's move on to the topic of the day, Lo. So me, obviously, when we won in 2017, everybody was talking because, you know, they was putting up the memes up with the lollipop rings. How many licks did it take to get to the center? Tootsie Pop. Everybody was clowning us. So when we got that, we had bravado. You couldn't tell us nothing. We was like Kanye West. You can't tell me nothing. But I connected with this Super Bowl more, obviously, because – like, all the people that was the real Jalen Hurts riders, you know what I'm saying? Like, since day one, if you got a number two Hurts jersey, all the hate, we was defending, you know, on the Twitter fight, the battling on air.
Yeah.
We connected.
I don't see too many number two Jalen Hurts jerseys out there. Though. Hey, I don't see too many of those.
I got one, you know what I'm saying? I got one, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew from day one, I saw it with this dude. And I got a quarterback that looked like me. You know what I'm saying? That's just a personal thing. A quarterback that looked like me winning the Super Bowl for my team? Come on now. Like, I connected with this team so much. And this team was built of guys that we drafted. I know you got the A.J. Browns and the Saquons, but most of this team, 80% is drafted players? Like, this is a Philadelphia. That team was made of mostly of, like, you know, you got the core.
Mercenaries,
Yeah, you got guys that came in, you know what I'm saying, the Ajayis, the Blunts, Torrey Smith, you know, Alshon, Malcolm Jenkins. They looked at Philly guys, but they was more free agency built. This is a team I connected with. And the ride, like Ike said, we should have really blew him out in 2022, you know what I'm saying? But John Tegannan, you know, I don't know, he's on, you know, Javon Hargrave point-shaving watch after that game. But you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, I connect with that team. That's all, you know. Jalen Hurts, baby, and that's all I got to say. I got to connect with 2022.
All right.
No surprise there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, the interesting thing about Foles, by the way, is we always talk about Foles coming in the way he did and winning the Super Bowl and having that run. Mm-hmm. I think one of the most interesting things about Foles, though, is that he was drafted here and did have a great year, the Chip Kelly year.
That's why it's a stronger connection with him.
And then went away and somehow was great here again. No, obviously no disrespect to you and the Hurts thing. I get it. I do think that the Foles thing, it does have like so many different levels of weirdness to it and almost mysticism.
We view him as an Eagle.
Yeah, he's an Eagle.
We view Foles as an Eagle.
Oh, no, he's an Eagle for sure. Yeah. I mean, Foles is an Eagle for sure. I will say this, though, you know, I don't want to throw no shots, but, you know, a lot of people used to, you know, pick at Hurts, you know, oh, we didn't beat this team. We didn't beat that nobody, all that. I want y'all to go back and look at that 2013 schedule. That's all. You know, just go look at who we played and then, you know, come back to me. That's all.
So who's got a signature look, Corey?
Oh, yo, I'm about to pander with this one. I'm about to pander with this one.
Okay.
A signature look, baby. AI, Allen, nobody was wearing cornrows in the league.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Look.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Was nobody doing that till he started that?
Yeah.
By the way, he changing, good call, Corey, him changing how everybody dressed in the NBA actually made David Stern come in and say, all right, everybody's got to wear a suit on the plane.
Made everybody dress. Yeah, yeah. Made everybody change the dress code.
Yeah. Well, he's like, no, we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
You know you've really started a movement where they have to come up with rules to stop what you've already started. You know what I mean?
Yeah, AI had the streets.
He did.
That's the one thing about when the younger Kobe did not have the streets.
No, he did not.
He did not.
That
did
was
not.
Part of the Lower Merion thing. And even how he presented himself. And,
well, exactly. Yeah, he was a cookie cutter, sort of wanted to be the perfect image. AI was, he represented the inner city.
Didn't Kobe have the sunglasses on his forehead at his his press conference when he said he was going pro at Lower Merion, I think? Yeah. He was like, he came off as rich kid or whatever, not like Iverson.
Yes. AI had been to jail and everything. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Remember that? AI was in jail.
Yes, they
had to get him out.
Yep.
So he can get to Georgetown. Yep. So, he had, AI was the... Yeah, the cornrows, signature look. May even go tattoos. I know Dennis Rodman did tattoos, but AI sort of made it trendy.
Well, and he's...
Like Dennis did it first, but I think AI made it trendy.
He also, he sort of like came off of... The Fab Five started the baggy stuff.
Yeah.
And then, so Allen Iverson was like the evolution of what the Fab Five started, because everything on AI was enormous at that point, too.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Which Super Bowl do you feel more connected to? Ike says 24. Jack and I with 2017. You never forget your first one. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris? Chris.
Happy Tell the Truth Thursday, man.
Happy Tell the Truth Thursday,
Chris.
Guys, so it's definitely 2017. That's without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, last year's Super Bowl, it's the year and it's the Super Bowl that we all wished for and dreamed of, but we all knew that it wasn't reality. So, like, there's not as much substance to it because it does feel like a dream. I'm glad it happened, but 2017, guys, this fits real life, and that's why it matters so much. I mean, not the fact that it was the first one, but, again, nothing went as it was supposed to. I mean, like, the Bronco went down on his MVP run that year. And then in the Super Bowl, let's look at the narrative. I mean, we had David, Nick Foles versus Goliath and Tom Brady and the evil empire and all of that. And that's what made that one so special. And then the heroes that arose from it, our beloved BG who just retired. Uh-huh. Making that epic play that will be ever burned in our brains and will be his play of his career. Uh-huh. I mean, 2017 was just so much more of a reality and parody to what life really is, and the little guy overcoming the big mountain as how life really goes. It's never easy. There's always going to be a twist or bend in the road.
And you don't think this team had? Hold on, this team came into the season. The head coach was under fire. They're coming off a collapse from 2023. We didn't know what the quarterback. Was he overpaid? Is he really a franchise quarterback? Does he and the head coach get along? At week four, I sat here fielding calls, fending off people that wanted the head coach fired in week four. I mean, after the bye week. I mean, going into that bye week, they wanted the coach fired.
He basically never lost again.
Yeah. They wanted the coach fired.
But Ike, I mean, that's just it. It, for the most part, it was easy, and I agree with you.
Easy?
Listen, week six, I famously called into the midday show after we barely escaped the Cleveland game, and I did an Eagles chant to fire Nick Sirianni. So I'm not going to say it wasn't without its troubles, but Spike just hit it right on the head. We went on a run after that bye week. We only lost one game, and that's when Jalen was knocked out. From then on, it was basically a cakewalk. Now,
hold up. I'm trying to act like it was more of a cakewalk in 2017 playing a last place schedule than it was this year. You mean to tell me? Hold on.
The Super Bowl was a cakewalk in 2017.
No, not the actual Super Bowl. I'm talking about getting through the season. And by the way, this was a more impressive postseason run than 2017. We beat Matt Ryan and Case Keenum to get to the Super Bowl.
And this regular season was much more impressive.
Yes.
No, like, no way.
What?
You mean to tell me? Listen, I love Wentz. Wentz's season goes behind what Saquon did this year.
Listen, hey, I put Saquon on Mount Rushmore, and I'm not biased.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's disgusting.
So, I mean,
yeah. Come on.
I mean, we are, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Spike.
We are biased.
Listen, there's no way you could compare it to. We had a backup quarterback.
Sure.
That we had.
That's not the argument.
We had a backup quarterback who had made the Pro Bowl and had made multiple starts and started for other teams. Let's not act like we brought in Chase Daniel and he took us to the Super Bowl.
Well, no shot to Chase Daniel.
He made a lot of sense as your idea.
Compared to the quarterback that 2 years ago was second or third in the MVP voting. He was supposed to be great. He had great receivers in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. You can't compare that to Alshon, and Alshon can't hold a candle to A.J. Brown.
Sure.
And who was the number two receiver that year?
Torrey Smith.
It's not even close. And the running backs were Jay Ajayi with his bad knees and a hodgepodge.
That was the number one offense in the league, Chris, that year. Chris, that was the number one. That was the number one offense in the league that year.
Yes, because you said, like you said, the regular season they faced no one, so they put up fake numbers. Watch what happened to them when they got in the playoffs.
The most impressive win was the actual Super Bowl win.
We rolled Washington in the NFC title game.
Yeah,
we then rolled the team.
Rolling Washington, I think was a better team and had been playing better than Minnesota with Case Keenum.
Minnesota barely. How many games did they lose that year? Three or four games?
I don't know. I just know they were in an NFC Championship game that year. I don't know how many games they lost that year.
We played them at home in temperature that was blowing.
And we dominated them.
And we beat them. And we only beat them because a defensive player made a ridiculous defensive.
So are you arguing? So let me figure out what you're arguing. Are you arguing? Because I can't argue which one is more meaningful to you. That's ridiculous. You have your own opinion when it comes to that. Are you trying to say that that team had a tougher road to get to the Super Bowl? They were a more impressive team. I'm like, I don't know what you're trying to say versus this team.
I'm saying the story and the narrative fit better than the dream comes true.
Okay, sure. Yeah, the story was better. Okay, I won't argue that. I'm not arguing that the story wasn't better in 17. Of course, if the backup quarterback comes in and you win the Super Bowl, yeah, that's a great story. Yeah, I'm not arguing that facet of it. I think that's why that probably means a lot more to other people. My only thing is that I feel more connected to this team, and it's why it's more meaningful, because I've got to watch this team go on a 3-year journey to get to this point. Like, that team was one and done. That was a 1-year thing. It happened, and then it didn't happen again.
Yes, and as a guy who follows Philadelphia sports, what's usually what happens to us? We get kicked in the teeth. And the fact that year we were getting kicked in the teeth and we overcame it, we persevered over it.
Yeah.
Last year was great. I'm not dismissing it. But to me, it's 2017 because we finally won. Not only was it the first one, but we got kicked in the teeth and we finally won.
Okay. Well, no, it is. It is the first one. When did we get kicked in the teeth? When Carson got injured?
Carson got it too.
What other time injury did we get kicked in the teeth?
The bodyguard went out.
The bodyguard
went out. Who's going to be walking into the Hall of Fame?
We lost Maragos.
Yeah, Maragos.
We got kicked in the teeth.
That cost the Eagles $42 million.
We got kicked in the teeth. We didn't get kicked in the teeth until Wentz went out. That's okay to admit.
It was the MVP quarterback.
We know. Best quarterback in franchise history.
Don't dismiss his talent. I know.
All right. Chris, give us somebody with a signature look.
I got somebody with a signature look.
Okay. And,
come on with the obvious. Come on.
Spit it out.
Mr. T.
Oh, Mr. T's a great one.
Wow, you want Mr. T.
That's
okay.
That's a great one, too.
Not expecting that.
Mohawk hoop earrings.
Of course,
you don't even need to see the face. You know who it is.
You should put the chains out there.
Yep, the chains as well.
Man, yeah.
All right. It is Tell the Truth Thursday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Which Super Bowl are you more connected to, 17 or this year? Coming up next, something happened in Cleveland might make you think of what could happen in Philadelphia. We will talk about that next. This is a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.